Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. Today we have a guest and he's with me. Ben's not with me. Ben is away on another who knows what trip. The man is very important, okay? He's literally always on a business trip. But today, we have Thomas Jacobs here to tell us everything about what's going on in his life. We haven't heard from you and Becca in quite some time. So I feel like, I was like, wait, what was the last time you guys did an interview about baby Benny or anything like that?
We did a brief interview talking about our new non-alc company, Improv Beverages. Uh-huh. And of course, that immediately spun into, what's going on with Benson? How's fatherhood? How's everything going in your life? When are you getting married? It's like, whoa. So it's been a while since we've had a formal sit down. And I can't emphasize enough how honored I am to be doing this with you and not Ben Higgins. Because, I mean, just kidding, Ben, we miss you.
Ben is an integral part of your life because like Becca and him went on tour together. So if you go on tour with somebody, I feel like you're just together for life. Like you don't have to even talk for years, but you just know that when you get together, you're going to click immediately again because, you know, they had so many meals together. They were at so many hotels together, all that.
You're making this sound weird.
I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
Well, do you want to know? You want to talk about weird? I got a DM yesterday. I don't know how out of touch this person is, but I sent it to Jared, who he's in Rhode Island right now, and I'm in Virginia. and Ben in a group message. And it was just like, this is too funny. But this person goes like this.
While you're pulling that up, another full circle moment to put a nice little bow on that. It's even more important for Ben Higgins's world because at his wedding is where I met you and Jared. So, I mean,
part of your life.
This was meant to be. I remember Jared and I, we were in the hallway in front of the bathroom at Coat Check, just geeking out over who was the best rendition of Batman. Oh. And we went deep down that rabbit hole. And it was just,
I remember that moment happening and I was like, I guess I'll excuse myself. So you saw me then where I was very pregnant and now here I am again. I don't know how time flies so fast, but I got a message yesterday from somebody. It was the first message they ever sent me on Instagram. And it says, Jared... It was so weird because it was in response to like me talking about my DoorDash order. Jared is shitty for you. I know you can do better. Please marry Ben.
What?
And then
what?
Underneath it, same Insta story she's responding to. And I do meal planning at least a week in advance for grocery purposes so that I have items like bananas and avocado.
I think she was pitching you to sign up for a new meal delivery subscription. Quite frankly, she seems like a reputable, solid source to get your meals from. But I say you just, did you respond? Did you say anything to her?
No. But I had a good laugh.
What if you just doubled down and be like, oh my gosh, I've been waiting for someone to say this. Can I vent to you for a second? Ben and I, we have this whole charades. Jess is in on it too. How do we get rid of, like, so diabolical.
So that brought up in our text message, the three of us, the show Wife Swap, which they did an episode with Sean and Catherine, and then they also did they swapped lives with Jason and Molly. Oh, what bachelor couple would you like to switch lives? Not just for 3 days. I think that's what Wife Swap is. It might be a week.
Easy. I already have an answer. I'll do it 3 days, a week, a month, a lifetime. Give me Kenny and Mari.
Kenny and Mari? So that means Mari is your wife for a week.
No. Kenny is my husband for a week. Kenny and I, we're just going to go and we're going to gallivant and we're going to live our best lives. Kenny Brosh is 1,000,000% my Bachelor Nation crush. And if I had to wife swap with anybody, it would be husband swap. And Kenny and I would just ride off into the sunset and it would be phenomenal.
Well, nice. Kenny is a good Bachelor Nation crush to have.
I think he's the only Bachelor Nation crush to have. Like anyone who has any other answer, they're just... Subjective question. Here's the answer.
I feel like they're very underrated. Like just beauty wise, they're just so underrated. Like people need to talk about them being so hot together more often. All right. Yeah, let's get to like the important stuff. You being a dad, you and Becca getting married, because as we established, you haven't really done a very in-depth interview about all this stuff. So let's start with baby Benny, who I cannot believe is about 6 months now. Yeah.
Yeah, just about to be 6 months. Happens so fast.
This is such an awkward question, but I know you guys were engaged when you conceived him. Were you trying or was it just...
First try. He was conceived. We know the exact moment. Christmas morning, after all the presents were unwrapped, after the cinnamon rolls were eaten and everyone else was sleeping, we're like, hey, you know that thing we talked about a couple days ago? And then like 2.5 minutes later, Benny was planted. And here we are. It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. So you knew that she was fertile? Like that was her ovulation window?
Yeah. Yeah. We were peeing on sticks. I kept telling her from day one, I'm like, baby, I got some really strong swimmers here. I mean, don't say you're ready unless you're ready.
You were right. You knew. How did you know this?
There's a strong word in my life called manifestation. And we have pep talks every night before bed. We're like, guys. Daddy needs this. Daddy wants this so badly. Like, come on.
Sperm now, affirmations.
Yes. Put them on your mirror. But in all honesty, it was just a huge blessing. I know fertility is a really hot topic for a lot of families. We're so fortunate and so blessed to be able to have a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby. And it's just life is so much better now with him. But first try, right after we started talking about it, we had confirmation.
Oh, that's sweet. So I know that you guys were supposed to get married. You had a specific date in October, but you ended up getting married a couple days after that planned date. But you did courthouse wedding. Did you, before you you know, before she found out she was pregnant with him, were you planning more of a formal wedding, or were you always planning on doing courthouse?
No, we were planning. We still are planning. We wanted to have a large celebration. Our favorite era is the 1920s Prohibition, like Gatsby-esque. Mm-hmm. So our vision, we were looking at all these venues. We were figuring out how we were going to fit the live brass band. And we were looking at where we could have aerialists perform and where the champagne towers would go. And this whole crazy display of like a 1920s Gatsby Prohibition style party. And then we had the best champagne bottle pop of all time and finding out we were pregnant. So that came to a screeching halt. And now it's just a matter of trying to pick up those pieces and when we want to reschedule it.
Okay. So you're going to have the whole Gatsby party.
Potentially. We might dial it down a little bit. You might be in the same boat, but like once you have your baby, some of your financial choices become a little more stringent. It's like, all right, do I really want to spend all this on this big celebration, or should we go fund Benny's college account? Or I feel a lot more responsible now as a father. I feel a lot less like hiring aerialists and more so interested in hiring babysitters.
You could cut out the aerialists, okay? But the champagne towers are good.
Yeah, need the champagne towers. Aerialists, yeah, they're on the chopping block.
What was that like? Was that disappointing for you guys? There was nothing, I feel, just going off your vibe, there wasn't anything disappointing about you guys having to scale back. Why was it important for you to get married, though, right around the time he was born?
Well, something was important to us like to begin with, and to bring our family as whole, and to be able to have Benny be part of that moment so early. It was just one of those things where we knew we wanted to do it. We didn't know we were going to do courthouse on the day that we did it. We got married on Friday the 13th, and it was almost somewhat jokingly at first. Mm-hmm. She was like, hey, it's Friday the 13th this Friday. I was like, hey, hold the courthouse information. See if they have any open appointments. This like on a Wednesday. See if there's any open appointments on Friday. And then there was one, and we looked at each other like, are we getting married on Friday? And and then we ended up going down, getting the documents. We had our server at one of our favorite hotel bars sign as our witness, and we just knocked it out. And it was incredible.
No way. That's so cute.
Yeah, it was funny. He brought us the menu, and we're like, hey, so we'll get the champagne, and do you mind signing as our witness to be legally wed right now? And he was just like, no one's ever asked me that. Yeah, of course, let's do it.
So did he have to be there in the room with you guys?
Well, apparently, like, we just did it. You pick up the documents from the courthouse. Like, they don't actually marry you there unless you sign up for that one, which is what I didn't know. They're like, oh, yeah, here are your documents. Bring them back in, like, 48 hours. And we're like, oh, I love this. This is romantic. It's storybook writing.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? Like, I get so confused about the whole marriage thing, even though technically, like, we're married. Like, sometimes I kind of joke with Jared, and I'm like, I'm scared that, like, we're not actually married.
You're like, well, can we do this right?
Because like we picked up the forms at the courthouse, and just like you were saying, then they were like, have your officiant sign it, and then have one other random person that was there witnessing it sign it, and then you bring it back all signed, and that's it. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So we had his dad bring our signed documents back the day after our wedding.
So you had no, did he send you a picture? Like, are you certain he brought them to the right place?
He said that he walked into the Newport, Rhode Island courthouse where we got it, and he gave it to them. And then in Rhode Island, they don't give you any proof. They don't send you the marriage certificate unless you send you send in a request for it. So that's why I joke that we might not actually be married because like Fred may have just messed up.
Classic Fred.
But then like, you know, the taxes and stuff, like at some point it would come to our attention that we were not wed, right?
All I know is there is a greater than 0% chance that you and Jared are actually not married, which opens the door for you and Ben Higgins, just like that crazy DM. It all makes sense
full
now.
Full circle moment.
Fred was behind this the whole time.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about being a dad. You guys are funny on social media. Becca posted something a few weeks ago where she's like crying because she's so sleep deprived. And she's like, I just need you to go. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me, but please leave the room. Talking to
please
Benny.
Please sleep. Please, please.
Definitely like a viral.
That was a rough
viral
stretch. Yeah.
Real. Yeah.
It's just real. Like, it's just, I'm sure anyone who's had babies can attest to that. You're just like, I am exhausted. I haven't showered in God knows how long. And babies take a lot. They need a lot of attention. She was at her breaking point for for a while there. And moms, Ashley, I'm going to hand it to you. I know for a fact that Jared and I would not be able to do what you and Becca do as moms. And for all the moms out there, thank you. We are not worthy. We are not deserving. And you all are incredible. It's just,
well, thank you. Thank you. It is a lot. I'll tell you that for us, we've had more and more fun as time goes on. Like, two is so fun. Like, their personality. Yeah, because a lot of people are like, savor and suck up every moment. Like, they're never going to be this small. Like, I totally agree. I get it. But it's also just way cooler when they're a little bit older.
What's your favorite thing that Dawson does now that's newer, per se?
It's just like he loves to put on a show. Like, he's so entertaining and he just loves all eyeballs on him.
So you're saying is Dawson could be the aerialist at the wedding?
He could be. He'd be totally down. But the way he dances and sings, and he basically won't do it without holding a microphone up. He'll like take like a makeup brush or anything that he can use, a Dr. Pepper bottle. He needs a microphone in his hand. And then the way he dances, like, he uses his lower body. He's got a groove that I'm honestly jealous of. So it's my favorite when he gets into entertainer mode. He just knows he's funny, and it's really great. I found the stage that you're at about now to be the most challenging.
Really?
Because they like are pretty awake to the world. You know, they're cognizant. They're not napping as much. And they're, at least with Dawson, he got really finicky around that age because it was like, I can't really sit up very well, but I'm also just like, I don't know what to do, but I'm bored because what am I supposed to do? Hanging the swing all day?
Yeah, that entertainer's energy just boiling through his body and no way to probably express it. So yeah, that makes sense. But
Benny?
For us, he's incredible. I mean, I would say that this is by far my favorite phase that we've had so far.
I'm telling you, every month it'll get more interesting, more fun.
It's amazing.
But he was in like a major fuss phase.
Benny, he's a good baby. He doesn't fuss much.
Oh, he's not a fusser?
He's not a big fusser. He sits there and he just wants to absorb more cosmic energy that goes straight to his cheeks that just keep growing and growing and growing. And he's just a fun baby. It's at a point now, like, he's at that time where you walk into the room and he's able to identify you and he'll start laughing and he'll start smiling. Aww. And then you'll play.
Yeah,
with
that's always fun.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest. And he's sleeping through the night again. So it's just, to the point where Becca even said, she's like, well, maybe I can have another baby a little bit sooner. So I've been on cloud nine since she dropped that bomb on me.
Not saying
we're having a baby anytime soon, but she's more open to the idea of having number two sooner than later.
Oh my, you guys are ahead of the game because most people say that happens around two. Like, Jared and I are now being DeLulu, as they say, and are thinking like, oh, okay, like we could, like, now I get it. I'm being able to handle it because Dawson is getting out of his fussies. Like, he's always been fussy and now he'll go big stretches without crying or getting fussy. It's really nice. Ooh. But so you're like ready to go again.
Well, I am, and I know that doesn't really, that doesn't say much. That doesn't carry much weight. But with the way Benny's been, and if he continues on this one, I mean, we're also trying to plan our wedding again still. And one of the big things for us is we don't want to be pregnant for our wedding.
Yeah.
So we're shooting at a couple moving targets and trying to figure out what that timeline looks like and when realistically we can. But the big determining factor for us is, as much as we love tiny human chic all over the house, once we put it away, we don't want to bring it back out. So if we're able just to keep it out for a shorter amount of time, be like, okay, here we go. You guys have siblings. You guys have a best friend. You guys have someone you could relate to. Daddy could still get baby cuddles again because I'm obsessed with them. I need it in my veins. Then it's like a win-win. Assuming that number two is not going to be fussy and Benny doesn't wake up tomorrow and choose violence. But
that's my stance too. I'm not the kind of person that's going to space it out a number of years if, you know, able. So, yes, we were lucky that we were able to not space.
Two and done?
No, this is two and done, yeah. I feel like you're going to want three.
It all depends if we have a boy or girl next. If we have a girl next, like, I could be good. I need a little baby girl so badly. If we have another boy, we'll probably go for three.
So Jared definitely wanted a girl this time. So did I. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of funny how it switched, because the first time I was like freaking out if it wasn't going to be a girl, and it wasn't. And then after having Dawson, it was like not as big of a deal not to have a girl.
Boy, Mom. Yeah. I watched your gender reveal again today, and it was just like, I was like, I'm about to shit my pants. Oh, I think it's a boy this time, just off of today alone. Oh my God.
Yes, it was weird.
It's a boy. I was like, this was Dawson doesn't want to bite the cupcake. Ashley's in the corner squatting somewhere. Jared's just like, I don't want to look. I was like, this is phenomenal. This is what we needed.
Before we got pregnant, I don't really like saying we got pregnant because I got pregnant because I got to go through it. But before,
yeah, you carried all the weight in that group project. That's for sure.
Yeah. So before I got pregnant, I thought it was definitely going to be a boy. I was just like, I am mm-hmm. already referring to our future child as him. And then when I got pregnant, and it was a different type of pregnancy, it just wasn't as bad. I was like, okay, well, it's probably going to be a girl, which is like hormonal differences or whatnot. And then the day of when my, like when the nurse texted me, like we have the results, I was like, it's a boy.
You just knew.
And, yeah. All right. Anyway, enough about me. You guys have decided not to post Benny's face on social media. What mm-hmm. went into that decision? When was it made?
We made it early on in our pregnancy. It's just the world's a crazy place. You get a lot of eyes on the content you're posting. And for us, as first-time parents and just trying to figure out the best way to protect our son, especially in an internet that's growing and changing on seemingly a daily basis, we just decided, well, he didn't consent to having this massive digital footprint on him. And we want to just wait until he's a little bit older and a more of an understanding of what this world looks like. As crazy as it sounds, I read these articles and Becca reads these articles about the enhancement of AI, how they could take these photos and they could take sound bites and they could manipulate that into God knows whatever they want. And for us, it was just the chance of something bad happening is relatively very, very low, but it's still greater than zero. So for us, the best way to have ease, peace of mind of knowing that we don't have to deal with anything like that is just keeping them private, keeping them close to us. So there was a lot of back and forth on it. Becca was very strong about it, and I support it entirely. But at the same time, there are times where it's hard because he is the greatest thing I'll ever do in my entire life. And I have more joy and pride in him than I have in anything that I've done. And I do want to be able to share him with the world. But sadly, we're in a position where, I mean, you got your weird DM that you read earlier today, and that's just the tip of the iceberg of what some of these things are being said to people on a daily basis. And it's just, I don't want to go to jail, so I don't want to get any crazy DMs that involve my son, and then I have to go straight Liam Neeson and disappear some people. So it was just easier just to keep them off the internet. And you still get your naysayers, you still get people telling you X, Y, and Z. But for us, it was that risk reward. All right, do we want to post them and have this shared experience with the world, or do we just want to sort of just keep them to ourselves regardless what other people are going to think?
So how do you feel about me, who has their kid all over my social media and so many of your other fellow Bachelor alum?
I have no problem with that at all. I mean, every parent's going to make their own decisions. And like I said, I initially, Becca's the one who first voiced that concern and the opinion. Like, that was never something that crossed my mind a single time mm-hmm. until she brought it up. But as a supportive husband and a supporting father, like, that's something that I wanted to hear her out and really understand what that root was. And then once we did that, it was like, yeah, okay. Because I mean, it's one of those things, it is what it is. Like, I have no problem. I love seeing pictures of everyone else's kids and like my close friends. It's nothing but my son, because I do want to share him with the people who are close to us, but it was just a decision we made to keep it within the family, per se.
Yeah, it's totally respectable. I completely understand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that we're on serious topics. Ooh. I gotta ask about how the departure from Happy Hour went. Was that almost a year ago for Becca?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, not to get too deep in, since it's not entirely my business on it. The way that it was handled, well, there was a lot of things up in the air. There was a lot of changes going on with the franchise as a whole. A lot of turnover in leadership. And in that timeline, while they were figuring everything out, Becca was sort of just pulled to hold the front, just status quo, stay. And that amount of time just kept stretching of, oh, we're not sure what's going on. Just keep doing what you're doing. Everything's fine. We'll let you know when we do. 3-4 months go on and they just keep dangling on. Then it finally went to, we're shutting down the podcast. New team came in. We're shutting down the podcast. Like, I'm sorry, this is what it is. And that's understandable. Like, change happens. Mm-hmm. The franchise has axed many of podcasts in the past. There'll be more in the future. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I can understand. Thank you for the time. Can I reach out and address all of our followers, all of the people who have been a part of this over the years? Can I say something? And I was like, no, well, let's just not say anything. So my frustrations were, you have someone who puts so much energy, so much time, so much commitment into essentially being the focal point of a talking piece for the franchise when they went through one of their hardest scandals and hardest stretches of time for about 3 years, where she poured it into, like through some tough, like through some of the worst things that have happened in this franchise. And then to then string her along and then pull the rug under that, oh, they're not canceling the podcast, are bringing in new people, and they weren't even the ones to tell you that they were doing that. Like, that's just where I was like, that's just wrong. You don't do that to someone who has carried the torch for you thick and thin for this long. And that's not even just Rebecca. That's like, if I was married to someone who did something else their career and their company treated them like that, I'd be like, it's just not right.
How did she find out that it was going to continue with Serena and Joe?
Joe texted her. Okay. Yeah, Joe reached out. That's one of the things, like, I love Joe and Serena so much. I have nothing but respect for Joe and Serena. And before they even took that position, Joe wanted to talk to Becca and be like, hey, this is what's going on. I respect you. I respect our relationship. Let me know how you want me to proceed. And it was something like, of course, Becca, she's gracious to Joe. She's gracious to the podcast. She's gracious to the franchise. I mean, we wouldn't be sitting here with our son without the franchise. So when Joe had that opportunity, it's a no-brainer. Joe, you need to take that. Serena, you need to take that. We wish you the best of luck. Dominate, do amazing things. But it's just from the decision-making people in that process to not be the ones to come straight forth and talk to Becca about it, or give her a chance to say goodbye, or apologize for stringing her on through those times, and just like not looking her in the face while you're going to do something. Like, business decisions happen. That is what it is. But it's the way that you handle yourselves in those decisions where I had a problem with.
So how do you balance those feelings now? Like, she was so involved with the franchise. She did 3 shows. All 3 of her appearances were like big, you know, she wasn't ever forgettable. And then she went on tour with Happy Hour. Or she went on tour with The Bachelor Live. And then she was the Happy Hour co-host for quite some time. And you guys are a bachelor couple. You wouldn't have been here. You wouldn't be married. You wouldn't have your kid if it weren't for the show. So you have to be, it must be like a lot of confusing feelings, being like, well, we have to be forever grateful for this show, but also we feel kind of screwed by it.
I wouldn't say it's screwed. And again, reiterating, I will always be grateful and I'll always have such a huge part of my heart dedicated to the opportunity that franchise gave us. Because like you said, I would not have my son. I would not have my wife. I would not have the greatest joy in my life if it weren't for the franchise. And I am so grateful for that. And I will never talk down on it because they've given me the greatest gift possible. It's just in that occurrence, it's just things could have been handled different. Like, I have no bad blood towards anyone over there. It's just, I just personally, not speaking for Becca in any way, I don't want to be involved or really associated or pushing myself out there for them until the simple amends are made. And that could even be as simple as someone reaching out and apologizing. So if I feel, and if Becca receives like some sort of actual, like, we f***ed up, I'm sorry. That's I'm good with that. People make mistakes. That nothing's perfect. But it's just, that hasn't happened yet. And that's a very minimal thing to ask for, in my opinion. And it's just, it's one of those things. It is what it is. And how do we move on? You have new purpose in your life. You become a mother, you become a father, and all those little things, they don't matter anymore. So it's just, we're just living our life.
One part where it felt like, what the heck happened was at the end of Paradise this season, they had a recap of all the people who have ended up together from Paradise. And then you and Becca, having just that fall gotten married and have had a baby, you weren't present in this recap. And it was just sad. Why was that?
Simple. They have to get permission to include any images that they no longer own the name, image, and likeness of. And for us at that point, going off of what I just explained, we're just like, thank you, but no, thank you. So,
okay. So that was your decision.
Yeah, that was our decision. They did reach out asking if they could use our name, image, and likeness, and if we would submit a photo. And it was just saying, I appreciate that. Thank you, but no, thank you.
That makes us feel better. That makes me feel better that it was your decision. Okay. And it wasn't just like they decided to leave you out of it because of awkwardness or whatever was going on.
I don't see them as a massive, deceitful, evil, wrongdoing, villainous organization. I think they went through a lot of change and certain things got lost in the wash. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. my wife was one of them. And yeah. My rational mind can look at it and be like, I see how this could have happened and how this could have played out the way that it did. But I also see whoever's in charge, and I feel like that's an easier conversation because you weren't the ones who were doing X, Y, and Z. It's like, hey, I understand this is what happened. We f***ed up. I'm sorry. And it's just like, okay. Like, it's just like, I could respect that.
All right. Well, switching gears, what is a day in your life look like, the three of you?
Three of us.
What's work like right now? The balance, the parental, you know, shifting, all that.
It's every day is a little bit different, which is, it comes in parenthood. And it's Benny wakes up anywhere from, well, with new daylight savings times, we're adjusting to that. That kind of is not fun. But he wakes up around 6. We'll take turns on who takes the morning shift. Whenever it's my days, we wake up, we go on a walk. We look at whatever recipes Becca sent over on Pinterest over the last couple of days and go to the grocery store, and we'll make mom a big meal during the day. So when she wakes up, she'll have something exciting to eat and look forward to. Well, and then he goes down for, it's led to some great recipes too. So whenever Becca sends stuff over on Pinterest, I'm like, okay, I love to cook. So it's perfect. And then when we get Becca down, we've been fortunate enough to have assistance of a nanny who comes and helps during the days, during the week. So we're able to continue to work. I still have my real estate brokerage. I still have my development projects. I still have all my entrepreneurial projects that are going on at any given point. Becca still has a full plate. So to have that extra set of hands to help with Benny, to help keep him well-rounded and safe and secure and feel loved while mom and dad are able to work and check in and play with them and then go back to what they're doing. It's been incredible. And then we're at that point too, where we're no longer doing dream feed. So when he goes down around 7:30, he's down until the next morning. And then you sort of get your relationship back. Cause I mean, when the baby's asleep, mom and dad could have mom and dad time, which means binging Love is Blind and playing games and just catching up over some wine and just loving on each other. So it's been every day. The days are long, but the weeks are short. And the fact that he's almost 6 months now is just somewhat mind blowing. So
really is. And that's coming from me, who's not part of your life, but just following you on social media and like, what? 6 months?
I don't know how else to say this, but I feel like I have Ashley level emotions like coursing through my body when he's sleeping on my chest. I'm looking down at pictures when he was a baby sleeping on my chest. I have flashbacks to like insert meme here. It's just like, it's wild.
It happens.
It happens too fast. It happens way too fast.
Oh, it does. Well, all right, Thomas, this was so fun. Thank you so much for filling us in on like what's been going on with you. You guys are great. We love watching you. And it's been just like a joy to watch both of you fall in love and expand your family.
I appreciate that. And likewise to you guys, we can't wait to see number two join you guys. Dawson's being a great big brother, especially if he's entertaining people the way that he is.
He's so cute. We were on an airplane 2 days ago, and he decided that he would show the baby to the people around him. He literally lifted up my shirt and was like, baby, there's a baby in there. And he kisses the baby and he gives the baby hugs, and it's just too cute.
That is precious.
Like, transfer that energy and love over to like when he's here in the real world and maybe getting a little bit more of your attention.
It'll be good.
The attention that you usually get.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yeah. Then you're going to have. When does Dawson turn three?
He just turned two about 6 weeks ago. So
you got some time. Okay. Yeah. Okay, because I'm hearing all these things like three-nager and all these other terrible twos and all the other things.
Yeah, the terrible twos are like out. That's out now. I think it's the three-nager. People complain about three more than two.
Thanks a lot, TikTok. It's just, all right, they're all three-nagers now. Don't know what TikTok has to do. I don't know where that comment came from. But Ashley, thank you. It's been great chatting with you. Ghost of Ben Higgins, wherever you are. Hope you're doing well, too.
Until next time, I've been Ashley. And that one has been Thomas Jacobs. Bye.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.